This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Almost time for us to wrap up for the day. We've got one more story to come, but of course we've got a little bit of feedback regarding the story that Arvin was talking about. How some Malaysians, I should say, are overpaying for their internet.
Yeah, so Lokok Yuen says haven't switched due to the 2-year contract that they imposed. He had to wait 15 years to bring up his woes at an AGM 3 weeks ago. And even so, they still managed to get things wrong, and he's still waiting for a resolution from the ISP.
15 years.
15 years he had to. Yeah, he's been with 15 years. And he has a 2-year contract, apparently. You know, so, yeah, so it's
I know internet is slow here, but come on, that's just like, wow. Right, shall we move on?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
final
please.
Story of the day then. Tomfoolery, I like the idea of this. Okay, so we all kind of grumble about being tracked on the internet, and we've been speaking about it a lot. You know, you end up seeing adverts for things that you've mentioned in conversation, mm-hmm. perhaps, or you've been to a website to look at one thing, and a few minutes later it appears on your feed somewhere. Me and Arvin have this head-to-head about ad blocking and non-ad blocking and one thing or another.
VPNing or VPNing.
He likes ads on his webpage. I don't. You know, he's okay with them. I'm
I understand
not.
Ads on my webpage.
So there's a company and what they've done, they are called Mischief, of course, but it is spelled M-S-C-H-F. They've teamed up with Mozilla's Firefox in a way to kind of help promote the new version of Firefox. It's called Quantum. You've probably heard of it. Now, security through obscurity is kind of out, and security through tomfoolery is in. That's the basic philosophy sold by Track This. It's a new kind of incognito browsing project. And what it does, it opens up 100 tabs crafted to fit a specific character. So let's imagine that you have decided that you are tired of seeing all of the ads that you see on your feed, and you just think, you know what, maybe I'd like to confuse these advertisers and just stick it to the man kind of thing, you know? I've had enough of this. And what it does is you effectively select one of these personas, and what it does is it opens up 100 tabs who that persona might be browsing for, so products that they might be browsing. And it's broken down into 4 different categories. So there's the hype beast, you know, somebody who's very highly into fashion and likes their sneakers and that kind of stuff, I suspect.
Don't look at me.
Jeff kind of falls into that category a little bit. Filthy rich, which none of us fall into.
Thanks.
The doomsday prepper, which again, none of us fall into.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Exactly, yeah.
Arvin with his hazmat suit. And the influencer, which none of us really fall into. Yeah. So depending on which one of these you decide to click, depends on the kind of website that this plugin will serve for. Mm. And then within an hour, you start seeing ads, you know, referencing these particular characters. And given even more time, it changes your entire timeline.
The only issue I had, I think Google Chrome had something similar, or someone created something similar as well before, in like trying to spoof your sort of like your footprints in your digital world, right? Your browsing experience. The issue with this though, Rich, is it's going to open up 100 different tabs.
Oh yes.
On my laptop,
I was going to say the same thing.
Well,
because
my
laptop can't support. Arvin has a brand spanking new gaming laptop, which would probably be able to cope with 100 tabs. But
I don't even want to test. I don't know what would happen if like 100 tabs open.
We just smell burning plastic in the office.
What I think is this is more of like just a test to show will it actually work.
It's a gimmick.
So yeah, so a gimmick, but also maybe the first step to maybe something where Firefox or Chrome would later on be able to see the effects and perhaps give you the option to do this in the in the cloud.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's where your data is being sent to before it disseminates into different areas where advertisers get to latch onto, right? What if there is an option where you opt in and you go like, you know what, I want to not have my, instead of having a VPN that may slow down your internet connection and so on and so forth, it instead it just gives you different kinds kinds of different ads. Just I'm opting into a random ad. Mm-hmm. So when you click that opt-in, what it does is when your data, your traffic data is being sent back to the cloud, it just jumbles up everything with some whole bunch of other stuff, and then it disseminates again. So it doesn't run on your own machine.
That would be
my ideal plan.
Good idea. So imagine this. So when you have chosen Hypebeast, for example, you know, you enter a whirlpool of Yeezys and Prada and Nike and Canada Goose, and Vice appears on there as well. When you choose to be filthy rich, there's CNN Business, there's Yahoo Finance, there's Coinbase, Alexander McQueen. When you're the doomsday prepper, you end up with like prepper kits and hazmat suits and emergency kits and ultra powerful flashlights.
Wow.
And when you're an influencer, it looks at like Glossier, Trivago, Lululemon, the Astrology Hub, and Sugar Bear Hair. Right.
Astrology for influencers.
Right. But it's incredible because, you know, it's fascinating to look at the idea of taking on other personas through ads, you know, forgetting about the privacy aspect of things. So let me ask you guys a question, right? If you could choose or try to be one of these personalities, which one would you pick? The hype beast, the filthy rich, the prepper.
Prepper.
Or the influencer.
Just because the ads for the prepper would be like the most interesting ads. Like, what would they sell you?
Yeah, but it's also the one that's like to get you on a watch list, don't you think?
But like, I want to pick something that's not me, right? So that immediately eliminates the filthy rich.
Right.
And then maybe the hype beast stuff. But like, I would go with the hazard mat and like the hazard mask and all those kind of stuff. Yeah, okay, I would love to get those kind of ads.
Yeah. Like, what kind of companies sell these things? You know what I mean? Like who's selling these things to? Who are they selling these things to?
We have to try this. There is no way we can talk about a story and not try it.
Yeah.
I am willing to donate my laptop.
And we'll open 100 tabs on my laptop.
Yeah. We'll try it on mine. I mean, mine's 10 years old anyway. So
if anything happens.
If we click it now, they might be open by next week's show and we can talk about it.
Hopefully.
Now.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll see. Right, ladies and gents, thank you very much for tuning in today. Thank you very much for all of your comments, of course. This has been a topic of discussion. Where do you get your news from and why do you trust it? Because of which story, Jeff?
Well, because Facebook has recently launched a new partnership or announced a new partnership with AFP to combat misinformation or the spread of misinformation on social media.
Then we spoke about how Malaysians are still overpaying for their broadband service.
And then, of course, how Firefox will give you a fake browsing history to fool advertisers using Track This, which opens up to 100 tabs at any time to make it seem like you're either a hype beast, a filthy rich person, a doomsday prepper, or an influencer. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on. It'll be available via the app, which is available in the Apple App Store, Google Play. We're on Spotify. Head over to the website if you'd like to, bfm.my/podcasts. But don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, today is World Micro SME Day. And if you'd like more stuff and more information about that, it is an interview with Timothy Tan, who is the manager director of Kawan Food. That's all coming up in just a few minutes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.